The following podcast is sponsored by Nubro's Herpicide. Try Nubro's Herpicide for dandruff and falling hair. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carolina Shout. As usual, it's me, Ethan Uselin, here at the piano, and I just played something called the Carolina Foxtrot from 1914 by Will Vodery. It's an interesting number. It was actually the first piece of music ever published that was labeled as a foxtrot. Of course, the foxtrot became the dominant social dance for decades. And the first time we've ever seen that term used for a specific number is with this piece right here, the Carolina Foxtrot. So it's historic. It's also interesting because it's one of the few compositions we have by Will Vodery. Will Vodery was an African-American who crossed the color line and was in demand as an orchestrator, arranger, and conductor for Broadway musicals during its golden age. His most famous projects that he orchestrated included George Gershwin's Blue Monday opera and Jerome Kern's musical Showboat. He was also an important mentor to Duke Ellington. So Will Vodery was truly a pillar of the African-American musical scene during the ragtime age and then through the jazz age in New York. But I guess he's not famous anymore because he didn't compose a whole lot of songs, and he was mostly a behind-the-scenes guy, known by people in the biz. So it's exciting for me to play one of his numbers, bring it into the limelight a little bit. And one more thing I want to say about Will Vodery's Carolina Foxtrot before we move on. You may have noticed that in the last section, there were some breaks in music, and I did a little clapping, and then there were a few more breaks, and then I did a little knocking on the piano with my knuckles. All that was written into the score. Will Vodery literally wrote, "Knock on the piano with your knuckles." I think that's a fun effect. So much fun, in fact, that I composed my own rag that uses this technique, and I make the knocking central to the piece. So I will now play for you something I call the whack-a-mole rag. Whack-a-mole, as in that arcade game where the moles keep popping up and you have to whack them with a mallet. I'm going to try to depict this experience through music, a tone poem, if you will. You should be able to clearly hear the moles pop up at random, and I will simulate the sound of the whack-a-mole player whacking with the mallet by whacking the piano like this. Hear that? That's the mole whacker. So I'm going to be the mole whacker and the piano player. Will I catch those infernal moles who pop up at random intervals? Or are those moles too quick and too clever? Let's find out, shall we? So that was the Whack-A-Mole Rag, my original composition inspired by the arcade game Whack-A-Mole. It was very frustrating for me to play because if you were listening, you may have noticed that I didn't catch any of the moles. I was fruitlessly whacking for a couple minutes there. Didn't catch a single mole. Hey, there's another mole!
Ow!
Oh, Ethan! Sorry, I thought you were a mole. Well, what a surprise. If it isn't Melinda Whittington, my opera singer friend.
I just popped in to say hello.
Hey, Kate, can you go grab her an ice pack?
Oh, thanks. Well, don't worry, I'll be all right.
Great. Well, I'm just so happy you're here because the next song that I wanted to do was, has some singing. And okay. I know that's your thing.
Yeah.
And so it's called Knock Wood.
Hey, Ethan, what's that white stuff on your shoulders?
What do you mean?
Well, you have dandruff. You really need to do something about that. You know, the great bacteriologist D.M. Nubro of Butte, Montana, discovered that dandruff is caused by parasites.
I thought it was just dry scalp.
No, Ethan. Dandruff is actually caused by parasites. First you get dandruff, that's stage one. Stage two is baldness. Ethan, you need to nip this in the bud right now.
What do I do?
Here, I've got a bottle of Nubro's herbicide. Just pour some of this into your hair, rub it around. Here you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yep, that's it. Your dandruff will be gone in no time. And you'll get to keep your hair, which is lovely, by the way.
Thank you.
Remember, for when your hair is falling out, herbicide will save it. But when it's gone, it's too late for herbicide. H-E-R-P.
C-I-D-E spells herbicide. That's the blooming stuff that makes your hair grow. Makes you look just like a human scarecrow. H-E-R-P-I-C-I-D-E-U-C.
First I scrub it, then I rub it, then I rub it, then I scrub it. Then there's hair again on me.
So that was the original jingle for herbicide, which was a real hair care product popular from the late 1800s through the 1940s. If you know your old-timey songs, you may have noticed that the jingle is a parody of the song Harrigan by George M. Cohan. Very clever. Harrigan, Harrigan, get it? Gotta hand it to the herbicide, folks. Also, they had a very successful slogan. On their bottles was a picture of a bald person, and it said, "Too late for herbicide." So that became a catchphrase that people used through the 1950s. Too late for herbicide. But it's not too late for me, thank goodness. Melinda, thank you so much for letting me use your herbicide. My scalp is tingling, and I think those dandruff-causing parasites are in their death throes right now.
You're welcome. I'm just glad I had a bottle with me when I popped in through that hole in your floor. You should really fix that, you know.
Well.
Moles can get in.
Yeah, but also, you know, friends come in too, so yeah. I'm going to keep it that way.
Okay, great.
Since you're here, please stay here so you can sing the next song that I'd like to.
I'd love to.
Great. It's called Knock Wood, and it's this cute, cheeky little number in which the vocalist knocks on the piano. It's from 1911, and the music is by Harry von Tilzer, who, along with his brother Albert von Tilzer, they were big hit makers of that time, and the words were by Andrew Sterling, who was a big lyricist back then. So these were the cream of the crop of 1910 songwriters. And so let's do it. Are you ready for the knocking part? Can you handle that? Have you ever done that?
You know, Ethan, I used to play drum set when I was a preteen.
Okay, well, yeah. We'll put a little percussion solo for you at the end.
Excellent. Yeah, this should be the perfect combination of all of my skills.
Awesome. Let's do it.
She was a pretty little miss. He said that she was made to kiss. In his arms he'd fold her, and oh, how tight he'd hold her. Had a fuss as lovers do. Say, he said, tell me, where were you? 8 o'clock last evening, or you and I are through. She laughed and shook her head. Then he got mad and said, if you love a pearl of a girl with a curl, knock wood, knock wood. If she loves you too, says to you, I'll be true, knock wood, knock wood. If you say, I guess I've got her right, guess again who she was with last night, then go tie a string to the ring while you sing, knock wood, knock wood.
So that was Knock Wood by Harry von Tilzer, words by Andrew B. Sterling.
Percussion solo by Melinda L. Whittington.
You beat me to the punch, but I wouldn't have said L. I didn't know the L. What's the
now
L?
You know. Lee.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Yeah, well, that's a very unique song, and I thought the words were pretty cute.
Yeah, and a little confusing.
Yeah, what's that part? At the end, what are the words? Then go tie a string to the ring while you sing. What does that mean? Who ties a string to a ring?
You know, I think what it might be referencing is it be getting engaged. You know, tying the knot or putting the ring on it. Mm-hmm. If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, kind of thing. Tie a string to the ring so you can hang on to her if you really find this girl, this mysterious unicorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what it means.
Cool.
Well, thank you, Melinda Whittington, for singing on the podcast today. I hope we can do it again very soon.
I look forward to it.
Great. Should I show you to the door?
No, it's fine. I'll just go out the way I came in.
Okay.
All right?
See you later. That's a deep hole we got there, Kate. Oh, wait.
Melinda! You forgot your herbicide!
I need it more than she does. The Carolina Shout podcast is produced in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslin is the piano player and host. Kate Uslin is the audio engineer. No animals were harmed in the making of this episode. I may have whacked at the moles, but I never made contact. Thanks to Melinda L. Whittington for joining us today to sing Knock Wood. Melinda, unfortunately, was harmed in the making of this episode, and for that, I'm very sorry, and I'm advising all visitors to use the front door from now on. Check out Melinda's website, melindawhittington.com. She's an opera singer. She's got some big roles coming up, like Juliet in Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. That will be in Birmingham, Alabama in March. So that means spring break Birmingham for me. Thanks also to Herpicide. I love Herpicide so much that I'm playing their jingle again right now. Well, actually, it's Harrigan by George M. Cohan, but it's also their jingle. And I should mention that according to science, current science, dandruff is not really caused by parasites. It's really caused by sitting too close to the TV. So be careful, people. That's playing with fire. Thanks again for tuning in, and please rate and review this show on iTunes. Or send me a $10,000 check, your choice, whichever is fine. In tempore syncopatus, I'm Ethan Uslin. Thanks for listening to the Carolina Shout.